We have talked a lot about recycling in Shelbyville in recent weeks and months, with the implementation of a new household recycling program impacting the entire community. I don't know where that came from. 90-minute sleep apparently is having its infection on me. Jennifer Jones, Ashley Martin join me from the Shelbyville Streets Department, and thank you for impacting the morning show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
We have had you on as the program was being built. Jennifer's been in, and we talked about the program basically right in its infancy, even at a point where not everybody was getting their containers because you had to do an order on some more containers.
We're still waiting on those. We're hoping for next week.
But now as we talk about things and the new containers still to come, you've been into the new program for a while. Let's just maybe give us a definition or an idea description of how things have gone so far.
They've gone well. We've run into some little hiccups, but we thought that we would because it's a really new program. The guys have been extremely busy. The recycling crew, it's taking them their full day's route to pick up, but that's because we have good participation. But also, not just the participation is keeping them busy, but we are still running into a lot of people that aren't recycling properly. They're trying, but they just aren't putting all of the right things in the can. We still have a lot of food contamination and styrofoam and random that, you know, the recycling program is really household recycling, and we are having pieces of metal from our garage, I think Ashley said blinds, car parts. Those items aren't, you know, we really need to focus. If it doesn't have the recycling symbol and or isn't on the card we sent out, don't put it in the bin.
It's not a traveling transfer station.
Right.
That is available here.
Right. You know, that those scrap pieces of metal can go to Rusty at Pettit's or SAP. And, you know, we've got the Solid Waste District has their site set up for maybe more specific items or your household, you know, the hazardous waste type things. But this is really your paper, plastic, cardboard, household items. Like Ashley said earlier, what's in your kitchen and your bathroom, you know, in the house.
Let's talk about that then. People are putting in the correct items. That bottle, yes, recyclable. That box, okay, recyclable. But there's also a problem even with those items right now for some people, isn't there?
Yes, just because
I think we referenced pizza was one
right.
Pretty obvious.
We
one.
Need to really stress that the containers that they do put in there are rinsed. Even if it's a, you know, we had the other day half full Mountain Dew bottles. So you just need to empty that and just a quick rinse of everything. And anything that's soiled with food, like those pizza boxes, you know, of course we don't want the pizza in them. That's happening often. But we also can't take them if they're coated in grease or cheese stuck on them. So, you know, you can either tear the lid off and throw that away and recycle the remainder if it's clean. But, you know, if any food is soiled onto those containers and you're not able to get it off, then it'd be best just to put into the trash.
Because not putting the right items in your recycling has a bigger effect than, you know, if in the trash can, if you put something in there you're not supposed to, we can just not take it. But you put something in your recycling bin with food on it, it contaminates everything around it, and then they really can't take the whole can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to take the cleanest product as we can up to CGS.
If it was La Roma's pizza boxes from Carbondale, Southern Illinois, you wouldn't even be able to take the box. It was dripping when it arrived at the door. But that's a whole other story I'll get into later. Communication, obviously, is a key. And I know how intensely you tried to communicate with cards that were distributed. We've talked to you here. I know you've done other stories leading up to the program. You're doing a lot of communications now directly with some folks to say, here's what we found, here's why you can't do it.
Right. When the driver of that recycling truck writes down all the violations, and then Ashley mails out a letter, a very nice letter that says, here's what, you know, you did wrong maybe. And
yeah, then a lot you're of not those, yelling at people.
No, that's very nice. And then a lot of them, thankfully, are calling in and talking to her, and she can explain it, and then it's clear. But that's just as much mailers were taking phone calls, and now we're running into a lot of, we do as much Facebook messaging with people than we ever did. They'll just, you know, just direct message us, and we're very good usually about that day about getting back with people, but we're constantly all day long communicating, usually regarding recycling. Sometimes I think we forget that we pick up trash and do other things now because we're pretty much focused on recycling.
Yeah.
I think that's worthy of mention too. Probably, I'm going to guess, outside of maybe the police department, is your department the most contacted, the most interaction there probably is in the city?
Well, I feel like it is. Yeah. Because I take all the phone calls.
But we're somebody that you get a service from every week. Yeah. You see our truck go by your house every day. And now you see, you know, this time of year, three of our trucks go by your house. You have your trash truck, your yard waste, and your recycling.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about trucks going by, because that's a key point. And I'll kind of go off like the holiday press releases you folks sent. Usually the last line of like how trash may be moved around on Christmas or something is, please have your trash out by 7 a.m. It's kind of a common reminder. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily an automatic scheduler for when your trash goes, your recycling goes. They're not one and the same, even in pickup times.
For dates, you're always, you know, your recycling dates always going to be the same date as your trash. Yeah. But they're not going to come at the same time. That would be, there'd be too much congestion, and you're just, you know, it's just two different trucks. We have some people call that say, I just noticed my trash is gone, but my recycling's still here. Well, they, obviously, they're going in different trucks, and they're going to come at a different time of day. And this time of year, our guys also kind of change up their route based on the school routes. If there's, you know, they try to stay away from the middle school and elementaries at that time of day when everybody's being dropped off. For instance, yesterday, the Clearview area, we had a lot of people call and thought that their recycling got missed. Well, they're used to not having to put it out till maybe 8 or 8:30, and our crews got to that area earlier trying to avoid the 8 o'clock rush, you know, school rush hour. So we just really want to push the 7 a.m. on everything just being set out.
One thing you can look for, and I think, Ashley, you told me before we got on, it really pertains to plastics. Let's just say, you know, you don't have your card, you're in prepping dinner or whatever, cleaning up. Plastics have a symbol that makes it readily available for the most part that they can be recycled, but it doesn't mean that, like we talked about, maybe stuff you're yanking out of your garage, everything that's plastic can go to this program.
Right. You want to make sure that your household products, your water bottles, your any other kind of kitchen household food containers that are plastic all need to have the number 1 through 5. Or the number 7. 6 is one of the plastics that's not accepted at the recycling center. So 1 through 5 and 7. And you can look for those numbers on the bottoms of the containers. Generally, they're placed on the bottoms. They're very easy to, you know, to see the numbers. So you just want to make sure that any plastic you put in there has that recycling symbol with those numbers on them.
As we talk with you this morning, even if we are kind of stressing some things maybe that aren't quite right, people need reminded about, or it needs further tweaked with the citizenry, you're both so encouraged by what you've seen from the program thus far.
Yeah, we've talked about all the time, we have so much more participation than we ever had. That's why we don't have enough cans to send out. You know, we talked about how we did recycling years ago and the participation was low when
we
stopped.
Yeah.
So we didn't order enough cans to give one to every person in town because we fully expected quite a few people to opt out, and I think today we may be a little over 300 or so that haven't.
Yes, there's that.
Have said they don't want to participate.
About 300 have called in to say that they don't want to. And of course, while we've started this process, now that we're about a month in, we've found some containers that aren't being used, and if they've left them out and they haven't used them for 4 weeks, then we just assume that they're not going to use them. So we've been bringing them back and trying to pass them out to the other areas of town that haven't gotten their cans yet. So,
or some cans, unfortunately, people are just using as an extra trash can. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing the driver's taking time to do. He's writing those addresses down, and once she notices that they've been wrote up multiple times for not using the can properly, they are the property of the city of Shelbyville, so we'll go back and get them and give them to somebody that wants to use it.
Mm-hmm. May take some time, but you're already maybe kind of analyzing, or at least just noting offhand, how the recycling seems to be cutting into the amount of trash that you're having to pick up.
Yeah. We just received our bill from CGS the other day, so we haven't compared hard numbers yet, but we're noticing less truckloads of trash going to the landfill already. So.
And just the number of people that are at least trying, which is why we send those mailers out. They're certainly not to discourage anyone from trying. We want to send those out just to make sure that, you know, we're glad that you're participating. Here's what we would like for you to improve on, just to kind of keep that encouragement up, because we are excited that everybody's doing so much with it. So,
and as a city, as a whole, we are doing well. Ashley and I and Rick, we visited the CGS facility to see where the recycling goes, and she commented on just how clean our product is. So most of the community is doing well, and our driver and that crew that picks up is doing well at noticing items that shouldn't go and not taking them.
before I ask you contact info, because I want you to give what you want to give related to maybe phone number or Facebook, is there anything else we're not getting out to people? We touched on a few items before we turned the mics on. Anything we haven't done?
Styrofoam. That's
styrofoam,
huge.
Styrofoam, yes.
Huge. We can't take any styrofoam. We've run into
the... And I think people naturally would think styrofoam.
Yes, but Ashley had a few people call this week that had these meat trays that had a recycling symbol on the back of them. And there are facilities throughout the country that can recycle styrofoam. That's not something that's local yet. So you may see that. That's why, you know, we really stress check that card too, because that's just not something that we can take right now. And it's not that we're being picky. We can't take it to CGS. There's probably not anywhere in Indiana right now that does take it.
From what I see, I think the styrofoam egg cartons are the biggest thing that are going in there. Everyone is putting the styrofoam egg cartons, and unfortunately we just can't, you know, we can't recycle those. So the cardboard egg cartons are okay, but the styrofoam ones, just anything styrofoam, we
can't
take.
If your egg didn't crack and pour all over the container.
Right.
Oh, I use mine for arts and crafts.
Well, that's what I posted that on Facebook yesterday where I encouraged people to use them for crafts for the kids or, you know, send them to, we've got lots of chickens in this town, send them to some farmers that would collect eggs. So there are other uses for them, or you can buy the eggs not in the styrofoam, which would my personal opinion would be the best thing to do. Yeah. So,
one more thing, the trash bags. We really push that these items can be loose. Some people don't want to throw it loose in there. And
do they like to keep maybe a recycling container on the back porch or something?
Yes, they're in their home. Yes.
What we need, you can use clear plastic bags or the white ones, but if they're black bags, our crew doesn't know if they're recycling here or not, then they have to take the time to open a few of the bags up to make sure that you are putting recyclables in there. We have called Walmart. We're still waiting to hear from them, and we're really pushing them to carry clear plastic bags.
I don't know the last time I saw them.
I know.
Not that I've been looking
for
them.
We've had enough people call that I think if Walmart would carry them, they would get bought.
And, of course, you can find that. I mean, you know, so much is found online, of course. You can get them on Amazon in bulk. You can find them if you're willing to shop online for them. So you can definitely get them on Amazon or anywhere online.
The plastic Walmart and Kroger bags
are not.
Not recyclable. They are recyclable, but not through this program.
Understood.
When you put those in and it goes up to the separator, those bags get caught and cause a lot of problems. So you can take those to Walmart and Kroger, and they have a program where they recycle them. Mm-hmm. We have told people, some people put their shredded paper in the recycling, and obviously they don't want it blowing around, and neither do we. So if you're going to use one or two of those bags for a purpose like that, that's fine. But, you know, I went to the grocery store last night, and I had 12 Kroger bags. I'm not, you know, don't throw a wad of them like that in there because they're going to get caught in the machine. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's for most. I actually was talking to somebody in Greenwood, and they tell them the same thing, because they get caught up in their mechanisms and they go through a whole different recycling service than we do. So I think that just from talking to other people, that those bags cause some issues with most recycling.
That's probably why chains like Walmart are doing, you know,
taking them
providing
back.
That.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good stuff. Phone, Facebook, what do you want to throw out there in case people have a question or want to follow up on?
Phone's fine.
Whatever.
Absolutely, it's 392-5169. We're on Facebook at City of Shelbyville Street Department. Like I said, she and I, we check it often throughout the day. We get a lot of messages, and we're always checking it.
We have the city website that has our emails on there. Mm-hmm. So the cityofshelbyvillein.com. And then if you go to the street department page, it'll list Jennifer's email and my email. Those would be the best two to contact with any questions.